Listening part 4. You will hear a conversation. You will hear the conversation twice. Choose the correct answers.
We're doing our presentation to the whole school, and that includes all the teachers, on the dangers of plastic in under a week's time. There are going to be a lot of people in the audience, so I'm quite nervous, but also very excited.
It's a shame there isn't room for our families to come and listen. It's such an important subject. We need to get the message across to as many people as we can. I believe so strongly in what we are saying.
I know we've got less than a week, but there's plenty of time to finalise the slides and prepare exactly what we're going to say. I'm not concerned about how long we've got.
You're right. Do you think we should change the title of the talk? Does it fully reflect what we're trying to tell people? Not all plastic is dangerous, after all.
Perhaps we should change it to The Dangers of Single-Use Plastic. That narrows it down a bit. It still lacks a punch. We need something that will really make our audience want to listen.
How about Do Something Drastic, Use Less Plastic?
I quite like that. Let's go through the slides again and then make a decision. When we've got everything else together.
Okay, so we're going to have a slide for each of the 9 key reasons that show why we should stop relying on single-use plastic in our daily lives, like coffee cups and water bottles.
If we have an introductory slide at the beginning and a summary at the end, that will give us 11 slides. We also need one to say thank you and give our contact details, so we must add one more.
Okay, I've got that. The next important issue is the order we put the reasons in. Should we start with the least dangerous and finish with the most dangerous?
I think it's really difficult to decide which is the most and least dangerous. Why not focus on the ones where people use plastic and then move on to how these actions damage the environment?
That sounds good. We could start with the fact that only a tiny percentage of the plastic we use is recycled.
I agree. I also want to have some pictures of marine animals that are in danger from plastic pollution in oceans and seas, and then end with a scary image that plastic will still be around in 100 years. At the moment, we just can't get rid of it.
That will definitely make people sit up and listen more than anything else.
We're doing our presentation to the whole school, and that includes all the teachers, on the dangers of plastic in under a week's time. There are going to be a lot of people in the audience, so I'm quite nervous, but also very excited.
It's a shame there isn't room for our families to come and listen. It's such an important subject. We need to get the message across to as many people as we can. I believe so strongly in what we are saying.
I know we've got less than a week, but there's plenty of time to finalise the slides and prepare exactly what we're going to say. I'm not concerned about how long we've got.
You're right. Do you think we should change the title of the talk? Does it fully reflect what we're trying to tell people? Not all plastic is dangerous, after all.
Perhaps we should change it to The Dangers of Single-Use Plastic. That narrows it down a bit. It still lacks a punch. We need something that will really make our audience want to listen.
How about Do Something Drastic, Use Less Plastic?
I quite like that. Let's go through the slides again and then make a decision when we've got everything else together.
Okay, so we're going to have a slide for each of the 9 key reasons that show why we should stop relying on single-use plastic in our daily lives, like coffee cups and water bottles.
If we have an introductory slide at the beginning and a summary at the end, that will give us 11 slides. We also need one to say thank you and give our contact details, so we must add one more.
Okay, I've got that. The next important issue is the order we put the reasons in. Should we start with the least dangerous and finish with the most dangerous?
I think it's really difficult to decide which is the most and least dangerous. Why not focus on the ones where people use plastic and then move on to how these actions damage the environment?
That sounds good. We could start with the fact that only a tiny percentage of the plastic we use is recycled.
I agree. I also want to have some pictures of marine animals that are in danger from plastic pollution in oceans and seas, and then end with a scary image that plastic will still be around in 100 years. At the moment, we just can't get rid of it.
That will definitely make people sit up and listen more than anything else.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 2 hours and 10 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.